Okay, Parshas Drachim Drush Sheni. So the Parshas Drachim begins with the Medrash in Parshas Lech Lecha from Reb Barachia that quotes the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Now again, this Medrash is going to not be something we can understand right now, but it's the opening paragraph that he's going to eventually explain, so I'm just going to quote it. It says that the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Achas Lanu Ketana, V'Shadayim Ein La, famous Pasuk that says we have this young daughter, young sister, and she has no Shadayim. And what are we going to do on the day, B'yom Shiyadub Rabba, if she's like a wall, we'll build on her, and if she's not, then not. And then the response is, Ni Kachoma V'Shadai Kemigdalos. So the Medrash in Lech Lecha says that all is talking about Avram Avinu. That Avram Avinu was the Achas Lanu Ketana, and he had no Shadayim, he had no Torah Mitzvos. And then wasn't given Torah Mitzvos, and then what's going to be with him on the day that Nimrod wants to throw him in the Kibshan Ha'esh? Is he going to be like a wall? Then he will be saved. And Avram responds, Ribbono Olamim, I am like a wall. And Shaddai Kemigdalos, that's Hanani Mishalom and Azariah. Okay, that's the Medrash. Not understandable to us right now, but we'll get there eventually. Okay, so the first sugya that the Parsha Drachim wants to talk about is the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis that discusses whether a Ben Noach is mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem. That is, basically, whether the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, are they Yehareg Val Yavor or not for an Achri. So the Gemara basically comes out there that it seems to come out there that they are not mitzvah to give up their life. A guy does not have to give up his life for Avodah Zarah. Someone says, worship Avodah Zarah, or I'll blow your brains out. And Ben Noach is not mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem. He can do the Avodah Zarah. He does not have to give up his life. That's how the Gemara seems to come out. That's how the Rambam paskins in Perek Yud Mehilchas Malachim Malachim Beis that a Ben Noach is not mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. And if a guy forces him to worship Avodah Zarah, he's allowed to do it. Okay. So based on this, he has a kasha on a Mizrahi. Mizrahi is in Parsha Shmos, and it's talking about there the Pasuk and the Rashi that many of us are familiar with, that Moshe was getting swallowed up by this snake and because he didn't do Bris Mila on his son. So Rashi says that Moshe's reasoning is that Hashem just told him, go down to Mitzrayim and get the Jews out of there. So he says, I can't do Bris Mila on my son now, because if I do a Bris Mila on my son, I can't travel, because it'll be a sakana for my son. And therefore, and since Hashem said, go now, so I can't do a Bris Mila now. So the Mizrahi on that Rashi, the Mizrahi, yes, I don't understand. He, if you remember from the last Joshua, the Mizrahi is of the opinion that everybody, all Jews, had the status of a Ben Noach till Matan Torah. Okay. So he says, Ben Noach, we don't have the mitzvah, Ben Noach doesn't have the mitzvah of Chai Behem. So if Hashem gave them Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, you have to give up your life on all the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, including, and of course the Jews had, at that time, had Sheva Mitzvahs plus one, Bris Mila. So everything is Yehareg Val Yavor, everything you have to give up your life for. They don't have the mitzvah of Chai Behem. So what was Moshe thinking? That's the Mizrahi's Kasha. So the Parshas Drachim doesn't understand this, obviously, because of this Gemara in Sanhedrin that we quoted. That it says there that a guy is not mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem. And Ben Noach is not mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem. So why should Moshe have to give up his life when he's not mitzvah in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? Now, if you'll ask, which Tosfos over there in Sanhedrin does. So if you're telling me a guy is not mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem, so then, why by the Jews did we need the mitzvah of Chai Behem? In other words, if the status quo is there's no need to give up your life, so then what is the purpose of the mitzvah of Chai Behem? So Tosfos says there in Sanhedrin that Jews have certain things that we have to give up our life for: Gilei Raya, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. Okay, so for those three things, you might have thought we'll learn all mitzvahs from those three, just like we know from Gilei Raya and Shvichas Damim, that's a drasha, that you have to give up your life for it. Gilei Raya and Avodah Zarah, at the very least, are a drasha, that you have to give up your life for those. So you might have thought we should learn all mitzvahs from them. Therefore, V'chai Behem has to come and tell you, no, you don't have to give up your life for anything other than the big three. Okay, so that's what V'chai Behem does. So for a Ben Noach doesn't have the mitzvah of v'chai b'hem, because they don't have to give up. Ben Noach doesn't have to give up his life. There's no drasha for him to learn from. He doesn't have to give up his life for avodah zarah either. So he doesn't need to have v'chai b'hem to teach you. In other words, not like the Mizrahi saying. The baseline is that you're not supposed to give up your life on Kiddush Hashem. It's just that by a Jew, there are certain things where the Torah explicitly says these things you do have to give up your life for. Therefore, v'chai b'hem tells you only those three, not the rest. But by a guy, there's nothing that he has to give up his life for, and therefore he doesn't need v'chai b'hem. So that's the reason what the Parsha Drachim would explain to you what Moshe was thinking. Moshe does not have the mitzvah of v'chai b'hem, that's true, but none of the mitzvahs are yarg v'yavar. Why should they be? And therefore, that's why he didn't think he should put his son's life in danger. Okay, furthermore, as the Parsha Drachim, if their aim is right, what's the whole pshat in that Gemara in Sanhedrin, why it even asks if there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem by a guy? Because according to the Re'aim, if you don't have a heter of v'chai b'hem, there's nothing to talk about. In other words, the Gemara in Kiddushin there is discussing, is there a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? And one of the things the Gemara says is, well, there's only seven mitzvahs, not eight. So the Parsha Drachim asks, that whole Gemara, Mamash Shver, according to the Mizrahi, the Re'aim, same person, because it doesn't matter, if they don't have the mitzvah of v'chai b'hem, everything's yarg v'yavar. So then who needs, forget the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Okay, and then he says also that also if the aim was right, even if the aim is correct, even if the aim is right, that all the mitzvahs, the shev mitzvahs ben eno achay harg val yavar, that's all about you yourself. But this was his kid. His kid doesn't have any of the mitzvahs. His kid was a day old. The kid doesn't have the mitzvah of bris mila at all. So why would he have to go do a bris mila to his kid and then put the kid in sakana when the kid didn't have the mitzvah? The mitzvah is on the father. So who says you could put the just because the father has a mitzvah, how do you know that you could put, why would you put the kid in sakana? The kid doesn't have the mitzvah. That's another question. And another question he asks is that even if you do have to give up, again, even if the Re'aim was right, that all of Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach are yaharg val yavar, even so, that would only be true if there was an existing sakana, but not to put yourself in sakana, which, what that means is to put yourself in sakana is similar to a guy putting a gun to your head and saying, worship avodah zarah, and taking your own gun and blowing your own brains out. Like, putting yourself in sakana is doing an action, let's be more specific. To the question he's discussing, are you mechuyev, if someone puts a gun to your head, are you to do one of the, let's say for a Jew, to do gilei ra'ish v'chastam avodah zarah, are you mechuyev to do an action to make it that you don't do that avera? Like, if the only way I could get out of worshipping avodah zarah is to kill myself, am I mechuyev to kill myself? Or is it just that I'm not allowed to do the avera, but I don't have to do an action that puts myself in danger directly? To explain it better, is the Reb Chanan in Kovi Taras, they bring in the footnotes, the Reb Chanan in Kovi Taras and Simon Mem Ches Os Dalet. So he brings this idea. When we say that the big three, Gilei Ra'ish, Shvichas Dam, Avodah Zarah, they're all Yaharig Val Yavor, what are we saying, that there's a, what in those three cases, is there a tension between, well, there's a mitzvah of a Chai B'hem, you can't, but yes, but there's also, you can't give up, you can't violate and therefore, since there's this tension, I do nothing. If you say worship of avodah zarah, I can't. I have to not do anything. But I'm not allowed to blow my brains out either. I just can't do anything. Or do you say, no, in the case of those three, you have to do whatever you got to do. If it requires killing yourself, doing an action, you have to do that too. So the Parsha Drachim here is suggesting, getting to what he's talking about, who said that you have to do an action that puts yourself in danger? In other words, even if something is Yaharig Val Yavar, that's just to say, okay, fine, I can't do the Avera. But to say that I have to go ahead and put myself in Sakana, I have to do the Bris Mila on the kid, and now he's going to die if I start walk. To do an action to put yourself in Sakana, perhaps that is not necessary. Okay, so we finished the questions he has on the Mizrahi, and now he doesn't like the Mizrahi's answer either. Mizrahi's answer is that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to do it is because there's, besides v'chai b'hem, the Gemara also gives other reasons why you don't have to give up your life for mitzvos. And one of them is, like being mechal Shabbos, in the Gemara that discusses that, is because mutiv sheichal al Shabbos achas, and you'll keep a lot of other Shabbosim. In other words, it's better to violate one Shabbos to save a life, and this way you'll be able to keep a million more Shabbosos, whereas if you don't save your life, then you'll keep this one Shabbos, but you miss all the other Shabboses. So that's just kind of like a svara. So therefore, Moshe was able to apply that it's better to not do a bris mila today, so that he'll live and be able to do a million more mitzvos later. That's the Mizrahi's answer. And then the Parshas Drachim asks a question. It sounds like he's saying if the Mizrahi was right, so then why did the Torah even need to write v'chai b'hem? It could have just said if it's just a svara, who needs the pasuk of v'chai b'hem? Because we'll always have this svara of better to not kill yourself and be able to do more mitzvos. Okay, that question I don't understand, because the Gemara asked that question actually, and says that we need the v'chai b'hem for a case of suffik. That if a person is in a suffik case, meaning they're not for sure going to die, it's a suffik sekana, so that you need the v'chai b'hem for. Okay, so I'm not sure what he meant by that question. Anyway, that's one of his questions, and he says if the Mizrahi just meant that Moshe Rabbeinu was keeping it as a chumrah. He was keeping v'chai b'hem as a chumrah. That wouldn't make sense, because if you have to give up your life, there's no such thing as keeping v'chai b'hem as chumrah. And just Agav, he brings a fascinating Shruma Sadeshin, who says that by the Gimel Chamurus, Gilei Reish v'chasdama and Avodah Zara, so even in a case of suffik, you have to give up your life. That is to say, in other words, even if a person, it's a suffik avera, you're not sure, is this really Gilei Reish or not, they still have to give up their lives to be suffik, because since these are the mitzvos, the Truma Sedeshin says that you see the Torah doesn't care even if a life is going to be lost. So even on a case of suffik, you have to give up your life. That's a tremendous chiddush. Anyway, he just brought that in Agav, but I thought I'd mention it. But the bottom line is he doesn't understand the Mizrahi, and he leaves it shver. Okay, now he has another point. Forget the moving past the Mizrahi now. The general point. When he says, the Parshas Drachim is of the opinion, like we just said, that for a guy, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach are not Yehoring Val Yavor. So he says, perhaps there is an exception to this. Perhaps Shvichas Damim is different. And the reason is because Shvichas Damim, even for a Jew, is based on Svara, which is, who says your blood is redder than his? In other words, what does God gain by killing him versus killing yourself, versus getting yourself killed? Who says your blood is redder than his? That should apply equally to a guy and a Jew. And he brings a proof to this, actually, from the Mizrahi, from Parshas Vayishlach, where it says that Yaakov was afraid by Yitzerlo, which Rashi brings, he was afraid that he was going to Shema Yaro Gacherim, he was afraid he's going to kill others. So the Mizrahi there says that he was afraid that he was going to kill Esav, and maybe his father wouldn't be happy about that. But as far as killing the 400 men, that he was not worried about, because of Balhargacha Hashke Mahargo. Then the Mizrahi asks, well, what about if they, maybe they were forced to come. Maybe Esav forced them to come. Esav was a strong guy. Maybe Esav forced them to come, and therefore it wasn't right to kill them. So he says, so what? Then they should have given up their lives, those 400 men. They should have given up their lives. So he says, that for murder, you do have to give up your lives. Now, again, we already said that he holds that the Mizrahi himself held that all the Shavu Mitzvahs are Yehoring Val Yavor. Okay, anyway, I think he's using the concept that would be a good smach to what he's saying, that the reason why Yaakov wouldn't have been worried about killing the other guys, even if they were forced by Esav to come, is because they even if they were forced, they would have to give up their lives to not kill Yaakov. Okay. Now, this yesod that even if you hold that the Goyim don't have to give up their lives, so Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, murder is an exception, he brings the Maharash Yafa, disagrees with the yesod explicitly, but he, the Parshas Drachim, holds it's true. Lachara, just the Pashup Shad and the Maharash Yafa disagree with this, is just he holds that by Ben Noach, there's no chiyuv to give up your life for mitzvahs, period, end of story. Svaras aren't going to change that. The Svara was, who says your life is greater than his? okay, whatever, I still don't have to give up my life for a mitzvah. If there's no svara that says I have to give up my life for a mitzvah, then that's it, applies to everything. And Parshas Drachma would disagree because of this, who says your life is better than his. Okay, we'll stop here.